thank you all for joining us today, April 7th at 7 o'clock for our April Common Council meeting. We'll call the meeting to order at 7 p.m. And we'll start off by saying the Pledge of Allegiance. I'll start us off on that. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you all for that. I will ask Dan to please do a roll call, and he's going to do so in a way where he's going to call out each ward, and if you could just do like we did at our last meeting and calling out your name in the ward that you're with.
Mayor?
Present.
First ward, Thomas Kenyon.
Present.
Second ward, Douglas Chapman.
Present.
Third ward, Donald Patrick.
Present.
Fourth ward, John Kenyon.
Present.
Fifth ward, Audrey Avery.
Present.
Sixth ward, Lawrence Mackner.
Here.
Now, as we get started, thank you, Dan. As we get started, what we're going to need to do for the purpose of how we're recording this, as Dan goes through each item on the agenda, he's going to poll the council, and as opposed to doing a group
it'll be a roll call, though.
It'll just be a roll call, okay. Basically. So we'll ask each person, you know, yay, nay, you know, or any abstentions, and we'll go from there. So we'll start that with item number one on the agenda.
Resolved that the City Clerk Chamberlain is hereby authorized to advertise for a public hearing to be held on Tuesday, June 2nd, 2020, following the conclusion of the public comment period, which begins at 7 p.m., in the Common Council Chambers of the Municipal Building, 141 South First Street, Fulton, New York, relative to a proposed local law to amend Section 514-32N, Maximum Allowable Pollutant Concentrations, respectively per EPA guidelines for manganese at 4 milligrams per liter and 111 trichloroethylene at 2.759 milligrams per liter. Motion?
I'll move it.
Oh, say your name, please. Second?
I'll move.
Well, you, Donnie, moved it. Who's second?
Yep.
Could I have
Kenyon
a second?
Tom Kenyon will second it. Is that what you want?
Yes, thank you. Okay. All in favor? First ward?
Aye.
Second ward?
Aye.
Third ward?
Aye.
Fourth ward?
Aye.
Fifth ward?
Aye.
Sixth ward?
Aye.
Motion carried.
I'll have you continue, Dan. Thank you.
Next item is approved minutes from the March 3rd, 2020 council meeting. Resolved that the minutes of the March 3rd, 2020 council meeting are hereby approved. Could I have a motion?
I'll make a motion, Chapman.
I'll second.
Second. First ward?
Yes.
Second ward?
Aye.
Aye.
Third ward?
Aye.
Fourth ward?
Aye.
Fifth ward?
Aye.
Sixth ward?
Aye.
Motion carries. Next one is approve the vending license for, who do we have up first here?
Shannon's Hot Dogs.
Shannon's Hot Dogs. Whereas at a meeting of the Common Council held on February 24th, 2015, Local Law Number 1 of 2015 was adopted, allowing vendors to vend their goods and wares in areas known as Bullhead Point and Indian Point Landing, subject to said vendors obtaining a license from the City Clerk Chamberlain's office, and subject to the approval of the Common Council. Whereas Crystal English, 581 Finney Road, Hannibal, New York, representing Chain's Hot Dogs, has applied for a vending license to sell food and beverages from April 1st, 2020 through October 31st, 2020 at Bullet Point. Now, therefore, be it resolved that this Common Council hereby approves the application for vending license submitted by Crystal English and directs the City Clerk Chamberlain's office to issue said license in accordance with the requirements as specified in Local Law Number 1 of 2015. Could I have a motion?
Chapman,
motion.
Kenyon, second it.
First Ward.
Aye.
Second Ward.
Aye.
Third Ward.
Aye.
Fourth Ward.
Aye.
Fifth Ward.
Aye.
Sixth Ward.
Aye.
Motion carried. Our next item on the agenda is approve vending license for Tricky Dick Roadside Grill. I hear you, Tom. Whereas Common Council held on February 24th, 2015, Local Law Number 1 of 2015 was adopted, allowing vendors to vend their goods and wares in the areas known as Bullet Point and Indian Point Landing, subject to said vendors obtaining a vending license from the City Clerk Chamberlain's office and subject to the approval of the Common Council. And whereas Kenneth A. Spaulding, 144 Chase Road, Fulton, New York, representing Tricky Dick's Roadside Grill, has applied for a vending license to sell food and beverages from April 1st, 2020 through October 31st, 2020 at Indian Point. Now, therefore, be it resolved that this Common Council hereby approves the application for a vending license submitted by Kenneth A. Spaulding and directs the City Clerk Chamberlain's office to issue a license in accordance with the requirements as specified in Local Law Number 1 of 2015. Could I have a motion?
Sixth Ward makes the motion, please.
Second?
Councilor Avery.
First Ward.
Aye.
Second Ward.
Aye.
Third Ward.
Aye.
Fourth Ward.
Aye.
Fifth Ward.
Aye.
Sixth Ward.
Aye.
Motion carried. Item number 5. Approved vending license. Whereas, at a meeting of the Common Council held on February 24, 2015, Local Law Number 1 of 2015 was adopted, allowing vendors to vend their goods and wares in areas known as Bullet Point, Indian Point Landing, subject to said vendors obtaining a license from the City Clerk Chamberlain's office and subject to the approval of the Common Council. And whereas Eric Hudson, 368 South 4th Street, Fulton, New York, representing Dingle's Lakeside Ice Cream, has applied for a vending license to sell food and beverages from April 1st, 2020 through October 31st, 2020 at Bullet Point. Now, therefore, be it resolved that this Common Council hereby approves the application for a vending license submitted by Eric Hudson and directs the City Clerk Chamberlain's office to issue said license in accordance with the requirements specified in Local Law Number 1 of 2015. Could I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Second?
Sixth Ward.
Got it. First Ward.
Aye.
Second Ward.
Aye.
Third Ward.
Aye.
Fourth Ward.
Aye.
Fifth Ward.
Aye.
Sixth Ward.
Aye.
Motion carried. Thank you. Next item on our agenda is authorize the signed management agreement with Fulton Youth Hockey. Resolve that the mayor be authorized to sign the management agreement renewal with Fulton Youth Hockey. Can I have a motion?
I'll make a motion, Chapman.
Don Patrick with a motion, Doug Chapman with a second. And first Ward.
Aye.
Second Ward.
Aye.
Fourth Ward. For third Ward.
Aye.
Fourth Ward.
Aye.
Fifth Ward.
Aye.
Sixth Ward.
Aye.
Motion carried. Next item on the agenda is authorized separation agreement with Catherine Trowbridge. Resolved that this common council authorizes payment upon separation of Catherine Trowbridge of $250 per year of service to be paid from the A-14-10 account and $2,500 towards supplemental Medicare policy annually to be paid from the A-90-60 account. May I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Who's going to make it?
Chapman.
Y'all would like it.
I know. Doug?
Yeah, really.
Second.
Counselor Avery.
Go ahead.
Okay. Roll call. First ward.
Aye.
Second ward.
Aye.
Third ward.
Aye.
Fourth ward.
Absolutely.
Fifth ward. Sixth ward.
Aye.
Motion carried. Number eight, City Clerk's Report. Resolved that the City Clerk's Report for February 2020 in the amount of $5,022.30 be received, approved, and placed on file. Could I have a motion?
I'll make a motion, Chapman.
Second?
Counselor Avery.
All right. First ward.
Aye.
Second ward.
Aye.
Third ward.
Aye.
Fourth ward.
Aye.
Fifth ward.
Aye.
Sixth ward.
Aye.
Motion carried. Resolution number nine, reject bids, Veterans Park Stairway. Whereas at a meeting of the Common Council held on February 4th, 2020, the City Clerk Chamberlain was authorized and directed to advertise to receive bids in the office of the City Clerk Chamberlain on or before Friday, February 28th, 2020, up to 2 p.m. to be publicly opened the same day at 2:15 p.m. in the Mayor's Conference Room for the construction of Veterans Park Stairway according to specifications prepared by CNS Engineers. Whereas the bids were received and read aloud as follows. W.D. Malone, $141,300. Sean Malone Excavating, $145,915. Whereas the bids were referred to the DPW Commissioner for his review and recommendation. And whereas DPW Commissioner Smith states that after thorough consideration and vetting of all bids is felt by both himself and consulting engineer, that in the best interest of the city, they recommend that the Common Council reject all bids at this time. And whereas this Common Council agrees with this recommendation, now therefore be it resolved that this Common Council hereby rejects all bids for this project. Could I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Larry Mechner, motion, a second.
Doug Chapman,
and first ward.
Aye.
Second ward.
Aye.
Third ward.
Aye.
Fourth ward.
Aye.
Fifth ward.
Aye.
Sixth ward.
Aye.
Motion carried. And our last resolution is sale of property, 452 North 6th Street. Whereas the property located at 452 North 6th Street, tax map ID 236.24-01-04, has been acquired by the city through tax foreclosure proceeding. And whereas said property has been listed for sale with a local real estate agency and a contract for sale has been presented by Timothy Sheldon, Fulton, New York, in the amount of $5,000. Whereas this Common Council has determined it will be in the best interest of the city to accept this offer. Now therefore be it resolved that in accordance with New York State Real Property Tax Law 1166 and City Code subsection 17-2, the sale of said property to Timothy Sheldon, Fulton, New York, in the amount of $5,000 be approved and confirmed. Be it further resolved that the mayor be authorized to execute all documents pertaining to this resolution. Could I have a motion?
Sixth Ward, like to make the motion, please.
Thank you. Second?
First Ward, Tenyon. Second.
Roll call. First Ward.
Aye.
Second Ward?
Aye.
Third Ward?
Aye.
Fourth Ward?
Aye.
Fifth Ward?
Aye.
Sixth Ward?
Aye.
Motion carried. That concludes our meeting, unless the mayor has something.
Thank you, Dan, and thank you, everyone. I would like to offer the opportunity to each one of our counselors to say any final remarks before we end the meeting. Ward 1, Counselor Kenyon?
I'm going to pass mine over to Larry Mack, because he's always saying he's last, so.
Ward 6, Counselor Mack.
Thanks, Mayor, and thanks, Tom. Just a reminder to everybody, not just the 6th Ward, that they picking up yard waste as of April 1st, so remember how high the piles can be, how long can be, the diameters of your trees that you cut up and put up to the side of the road, and you start to clean up and pick up the trash that's blown around. Thanks very much, Mayor.
Thank you, Counselor. I'll go back to Counselor Avery, 5th Ward.
Thank you, Mayor. I would just, first of all, like to say I miss everyone at the city, and I can't wait to see everyone. And I would like everyone in my ward and the city to know that you're all in my thoughts and prayers as we go through this very difficult time. And as a community, we can get through this together. Just please follow the CDC guidelines, social distancing, no large gatherings, and hygiene, and I guess that's it. Everybody, please stay safe and healthy. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Counselor. Counselor Kenyon, 4th Ward.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd like to thank you personally for the help on that 12th Street property that we had an issue with for about a year and a half, and with Slice and Go. Those were two big issues that I had at the moment, and I want to thank you for all your help, and I just hope everybody stays safe and healthy. That's it.
Thank you, Counselor. It's definitely a team effort, and we certainly couldn't do it without proactive counselors like yourself. Counselor Third Ward, Counselor Patrick.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd like to start off by thanking you, Mayor, for all the informational updates that you've been keeping us as a council up to date on. Very much appreciated. Also, let's not forget our elderly. If we can check on them occasionally to make sure that they're taken care of and they have everything they need. With a phone call, of course. I actually have some people in my ward that have different colored poster paper on the door. That means different. They've got it coded. If they have a certain thing they need something, they put red. If they're good, green. And, you know, if they're going to need something, they'll put yellow. They've actually done a very good job, a lot of the people in my ward. So I want everybody to stay safe, stay healthy, and we will beat this. And I can't wait to get back to work.
Thank you so much, Counselor. Appreciate that. Counselor Second Ward, Counselor Chapman.
Yes, I'd like to thank you, Mayor, for all that you've done for the city and helping us, council, and I'd like to thank each and every counselor for helping me when I have a question or a thought or to listen. And as a city, we're doing pretty good with doing what our governor has told us to do, and it's working out. So all I can say is let's keep doing it, and we'll see everybody when it's over. Thank you.
Thank you, Counselor. Appreciate it. Counselor Kenyon, First Ward, did you have any thoughts?
No, now I know how Larry feels. You said everything I wanted to say.
Mayor?
Well, thank you, Mayor, and with your help on that 2nd Phillips Street and also that 169 West 4th, we're finally going to get some action up there and get these, you know, get them up to codes and get that house torn down. I want to thank you for that. I called Counselor Chapman today to help me with a problem just between our wards, 1st and 2nd on 4th Street, where the cars are going about 60 miles an hour, and Dougie come right over, and we work together. So just want to say let's work together. Everybody stay safe. Stay healthy. Thank you.
Thank you, Counselor.
Mayor?
This is the mayor, and I want to just share my final thoughts. I couldn't be prouder of our city of Fulton. These are certainly trying times, and there was no playbook, and there's certainly no way to ever have planned for this COVID-19 pandemic. I could not be more proud of what our city residents, our businesses, our counselors, and the amazing employees we have within the city. The work that has been done to help us navigate these uncharted waters. It hasn't been easy, and it hasn't gone without mistakes and bumps in the road, but I certainly know that we are pulling together. We're coming together the way we know Fulton can come together, and we're getting us through this. One day at a time, one action at a time, one decision at a time. You know, we don't know what tomorrow will bring, and we don't know when this pandemic will end. But one thing I know for sure is that we will come through this stronger than ever. I'm confident of that because we're doing such a great job, and we're understanding what community means. When we get back to running the city under the new normal conditions, we're going to be able to get back to the areas that are important. We talked today about the yard waste removal and when we're going to get back to doing that. And we talked about some changes that are going to happen at the codes level. And we're working on some initiatives in the city that, you know, we understand we want to get our city back to operating at full capacity. And we wish we could do that, because if we could, that means this pandemic is over. But I appreciate everyone's patience. I appreciate everyone's understanding. I appreciate everyone's teamwork. And when the going gets tough, I understand it's easy to get frustrated and to share those frustrations. And that's okay, too, because it's healthy that we do that, because this is trying on every level, including our emotions and our mental health. So thank you to everyone. Thank you to every single counselor who is understanding and hanging in there, and we're gonna do this. We're gonna get through this, and we're gonna come out on top. And when we are done and we move forward, the city of Fulton's going to be stronger than ever, and we're gonna be successful. We're gonna have these DRI projects, and we're gonna have these downtown revitalizations, and we're gonna get out into the neighborhoods, and we're gonna make sure we clean them up. All those things that we've talked about, we're gonna be able to do. As soon as this pandemic subsides. So thank you to everyone. Thank you to the community for joining us in this new way of doing a meeting this month. And I wish you nothing but health and wellness. And we look forward to seeing everyone in person real soon.
Okay. Could I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make that motion.
They beat you, Dougie.
John Patrick, okay. Thanks.